your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country.
Couple
song.
Of emails coming in to the Mike McFeely Show here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And I asked the question, are you getting sick of it? It's Friday now. ESPN College Game Day is tomorrow from 8 to 11 a.m. It's a big deal. We all get that. I've been a part of it. I've been trying to do what I can to talk about it, to have guests. I had Desmond Howard on yesterday. You know, we've talked a little bit about it every day this week. I've been downtown taking some photos and videos. But it's a fair question for those who are either sports fans or not sports fans. Or are you getting sick of it? And an email comes in and says, Mike, I'm glad ESPN is doing their show here, but it is wearing thin. There is too much media hype for me. And they ends it by saying, go Bison. So I think many of us are starting to feel that way. And I don't think that many of us even could disagree. But I'll also say this, is that anytime I post something on my blog at kfgo.com, this week, Bison related or ESPN related, boom, it's got all kinds of traffic, all kinds of hits, all kinds of comments. And so you're kind of feeding the beast, you know, you're kind of feeding the monster a little bit. Scott Miller, the voice of the Bison, Mr. My Oh My, and I know he probably hates being called that. I'm sorry, Scotty, I don't call
it's
you
all
that.
Right.
It's exciting, but it's time for it all to happen, Scotty, don't you think?
I mean, think it is. I'm glad that you brought that question up on your show today, Mike, because I think it's a fair question. I think especially for those who are just sort of fringe sports fans that maybe they're saying, hey, enough is enough here. It is a huge deal, and I'll be talking more about it tonight here on KFGO because I'm going to do my front row show from Shields between 6 and 8, and we'll be talking a lot more about all of the trappings of ESPN College Game Day as well as the Bison football game tomorrow. But I think it is time to play the game. I really do.
Well, the game is secondary. The game might even be third-dairy, if that's even a word in all this thing. There's a game tomorrow.
Is yeah, there
right?
is a game, yeah.
I kind of forgot about
at
that.
At Gate City Bank Field, 237. Yeah, that's right. It's so funny because everybody's talking about, okay, there'll be 10,000 people down in the downtown area for ESPN College Game Day, and then you've got tailgating. Oh, yeah, the football team's playing a game.
Well, that's right. They're playing a game. Imagine, and I was on your program last night, Scott. I don't know if we covered this, but imagine if South Dakota State was here this week, or imagine if this was the Montana State week or Northern Iowa. People's heads would be exploding.
They would be.
Between the game and ESPN, it would be nuts.
And Jack Sunny brought up a good point here just an hour or so ago on the Jack and Sandy program that he said if we didn't have ESPN College Game Day in town, think of how dead this week would have been by comparison. And that's no disrespect to the Bison football opponent, Delaware State, tomorrow. But think of how different this week would have been, Mike. What would we have been talking about for Bison football throughout the week as opposed to game day being in town tomorrow?
It would almost be a breather week. And again, I can disrespect Delaware State because I don't have to deal with them. I think it's going to be just a crush job for NDSU tomorrow. If I'm wrong, I'll be proven wrong. And all the listeners I have in Delaware can call me and blast me for that. But the game is so far in the background this week that it's almost frightening. It'd be interesting to be a fly on the wall at an NDSU football practice if the media were allowed. Well, actually, ESPN was allowed access this week, so media are allowed. Anyway,
digress.
It would be an interesting thing to see what a fly in the wall says, what's happening at NDSU football practice this week.
And I think it's really neat, too, that ESPN made sure that they are inviting the Bison, the entire team, so all the players will get a chance to go to downtown Fargo to the site of game day tomorrow, and they'll be able to hang out, walk around, get some video and maybe some pictures taken of themselves being on the set. And so they'll be able to experience it since tomorrow they're going to be busy prepping for the football game. I think that's a nice touch. And from what I am told that ESPN does this, wherever they go, say last week at Texas A&M, then Texas A&M's players would have been invited to the set on Friday night. But I think it's a nice touch, and it allows the players, I think, to get an experience of a lifetime, even though they will probably just DVR the show tomorrow morning and watch it back after the game. But it's kind of a neat deal.
But let's make this clear. Both Daniel and I went to the press conference today at which the producer,
Lee Fitting,
was there and made some statements. Tom Rinaldi, one of the reporters for ESPN, was there and made some statements. Chris Fowler was there. Mm-hmm. He's the host of Game Day. And Kirk Herbstreit, one of the analysts, was there. And Chris Fowler, Lee Fitting, they all got up there and said the same thing. Thank you for being so interested in ESPN Game Day. You know, they said, it's not that people don't care if we come to their town or come to their campus, but trust us, when we go to Tuscaloosa or Los Angeles or College Station or mm-hmm. Lincoln, Nebraska, the media doesn't really want to talk to us very much. So thank you very much for mm-hmm. making this a big deal for us too. It's they're noticing that, wow, this is really kind of a big deal for Fargo.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I wonder if this will spur some interest for ESPN to maybe go to another FCS program somewhere down the road, just because of the welcome that they have received from NDSU and the city of Fargo. I don't know. This turned out to be a good week for them, since there wasn't a real marquee matchup in the major FBS or BCS ranks. But still, I think they have discovered that. I think it's kind of an interesting point to think that ESPN is enjoying itself too.
Let's take a phone call here from Amy in West Fargo. Amy, are you sick of me talking about ESPN, or would you like to hear more?
No, I'm not sick of it, because it is a big deal. I'm glad ESPN didn't announce this 2 months ago that they were going to come, and we've only had to deal with 2 weeks of it instead of two months.
1 week, Amy, and I'm as thankful as anybody. I'm as thankful as anybody that they didn't announce it 2 months ago. Trust me.
Wow.
Yes. And I hope, this is what I'm hoping, it is a big deal, and I hope that Fargo will make a good showing, I'm hoping that some people keep in mind that this is going to represent Fargo and not be, you know, so I don't know.
You don't want drunken college kids? You don't want drunken rednecks in the back shots of ESPN coverage?
Exactly. I hope we can show that Fargo is a pretty classy place to be.
Well, we can, but good luck on keeping the drunks out of the shots of ESPN. That's all I got to say. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks for the phone call.
No problem.
Pinto, you broke out some sound today from the handful of press conferences. You have one queued up you can play us, when maybe Scott and I can listen and we can make some comments on it?
Yeah, let's go to the one where Lee Fitting, they figured out that they wanted to come to NDSU, or NDSU became part of what they wanted to do.
And Lee Fitting is the coordinating producer of Game Day.
Late fourth quarter in the Kansas State game, we were in the truck at Clemson, and we were sort of just messing around where we were going to go the next few weeks. And we said, week two, there's a bunch of games. Week three is Bama A&M. Week four, a little weaker on the 1A slate. And someone said, North Dakota State's beating Kansas State. And then someone said, haven't they beaten a bunch of other FBS schools recently? And we looked it up, and we said, haven't they won a national title? No, two. Wow, no, not two. They've won 10. So, they're the sort of the Alabama of FCS. And we said, are they home this week? And it turns out they were. And from that point on, it just slowly picked up momentum. And everyone back at ESPN was, they took our word and they got behind it. And here we are.
So it was in the middle of the Kansas State fourth quarter or thereabouts. And later on, I followed up with a question to Lee Fitting. That came off a question I asked, by the way. When did NDSU first come onto the radar screen? Mm-hmm. And I followed up with, so you're saying if Brock Jensen would have fumbled on that last drive and lost the ball, you wouldn't be coming to Fargo? And he said, no, we would not be here. So it all kind of started with that mm-hmm. victory over Kansas State.
Boy, you just think of just sort of the avalanche that has been occurring since that Kansas State win. And I remember Craig Bohl, the head coach of the Bison, right after the Bison beat Kansas State, and he was asked by Jeremy Jorgensen of NDSU, where does this rank? He said, this is the biggest win ever. And I think for a lot of reasons, he's probably correct, because if Game Day wouldn't have come here, think of, just erase everything mm-hmm. that we've just been doing over the last 5-6 days.
Yeah, I know. I've ridden this thing like a horse the last 4 or 5 days. There's no doubt. Let's play one more sound cut. We'll let Scotty get back to his full-time job.
This
which
one
is actually
in
the building.
Yeah, this one is actually another question you asked to Kirk Herbstreit.
Of course it is.
About Alabama and how you're under the impression there will be a lot of people hanging or holding up signs that say, bring on Bama. Here's Herbstreit's response to that question.
I'd be careful of that. I'm excited to be here, but let's not get carried away. I think, I remember when Appalachian State knocked off Michigan People were shocked by that. We've seen Georgia Southern be competitive, you know, and people are surprised by that. Youngstown State's, you know, at times been competitive. So when Marshall, before they became an FBS, they had a program that was competitive. But I would not be one, I might be the only one in the room, but I would not be one that would say that the elite of the FCS can compete with the elite of the FBS. I just don't think that's practical and realistic.
Your thoughts, Scott Miller?
I agree with him.
Yeah.
I don't see how you... And I know Bison fans would like to believe that NDSU could go to Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama. And I think it would be wonderful. I would love to be on that trip and call that game. But boy, I mean, Alabama is so much closer to the NFL than it is to major college football that you don't want to be playing them, I don't think. Now, having said that, you maybe take the top five or top 10 in the overall major college football poll and say, I don't think we want to be playing them. Eastern Washington did win at number 25 Oregon State on that first weekend. Yep. And Eastern Washington of the Big Sky Conference, an FCS team. And so it can happen. And I do believe that the Bison would be very competitive with a lot of teams, maybe from, just arbitrarily saying from maybe the 11th ranked FBS team down to number 25. And they would pick off some of them. But I do believe that those top five teams or top 10 teams, that's a whole different animal.
Yes, and I think, was it Chris Fowler was talking, Pinto, that Las Vegas, they know how to make money in Las Vegas off betting. You know, I mean, they don't do this for fun. They're trying to figure out who are the best teams and how good the talent is. Chris Fowler said, look, when we talk to our guys in Vegas about college football, they have North Dakota State ahead of 70 teams in Division 1A in terms of talent and things like that. So that's 71A teams they're ahead of, and they know what they're talking about in Vegas because they're not in the business of losing money.
Right.
And so NDSU is a very fine program. It's very strong. They've beaten Kansas State. They're two-time national champion, but they're not up there at the elite Alabama that level in 1A football.
Yeah, I think that's the way we have to view it realistically. And having said that, the Bison still have a full season basically ahead of them to try to get to that third straight FCS national championship, which was sort of the goal now at the end of this year. And they have a fabulous team. And I do think that there are, say, a number of Big Ten teams, other Big 12 teams that the Bison could play tomorrow or sometime this season and beat those teams. So I am in no way disrespecting the Bison football program. But I think Alabama and the like, that just is a different deal.
Yeah, no, it is. Scotty, I know you have some other work to do. Thank you. Thanks for dropping by. I appreciate it. We didn't talk about the game because it could get ugly, in my opinion, on Saturday.
I think that the Bison certainly are the better team. I think Delaware State has played a couple of good FCS teams already in Delaware and Towson and lost handily. And they graduated a lot of their best players from a year ago. But having said that, the Bison coming off a bye week, I think right now NDSU just wants to play a good, clean game. If it does, I think it's going to be a lopsided score.
Thank you, Scotty. Scott My Miller, pleasure. He is the voice of the Bison. You can hear that broadcast right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO Kick.